So you got a new addition at tight end. How are things working out? I mean, you talk to him at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Just through workouts, and we've had a couple tight end meetings, that sort of thing. But he's learning the offense and trying to get into things. But I'm not that familiar with his game or anything like that. So I'm sure I'll get a better feel for what he's like as a player and as a person as camp goes along and that sort of thing.
What was your reaction when they signed him?
It's a business, and he's a good player, Denver Broncos have got to get better, and that's a step we took, obviously. So, it's, like I said, I'm not that familiar with his game. I haven't seen him play that much. So, for me to sit here and critique him would be foolish. So, I'm happy to have him, and I think he only makes our unit stronger. So.
In the meetings that you're having, is there a lot of talk about two tight end sets, about using you guys on the floor at the same time?
Well, we obviously have a lot of weapons at tight end, so I think that's something that's naturally going to take place. We're still early in the off season, and right now we're just going through the basics of the offense, and Daniel's trying to get caught up, and then we're just trying to refresh our memories and that sort of thing. So, I'm sure there'll be some two tight end stuff down the road.
Did you worry about cutting in your reps at all? Because at the end of last year, obviously you were coming on pretty strong.
Right. No, I'm not worried. I'm my own person, and I understand how this business is, and Daniel's here to help the team in whatever way he can, and so am I. So I'm going to go out there and compete just like I did last year, at the end of the year, and I'm going to give it my best, and I think there's still room for me to make plays in this offense, with Jay and everyone else. So for me to take it hard or to blow my confidence, that would be just stupid on my part.
Did it help you the way you finished last year, just going into the off season, kind of?
I think so. I think so. I'm able to start at a new place now. I can pick up where I left off and kind of move my game to the next level, I think. And it was important for me to have that success at the end of the year so I can move on and then just keep getting better. So.
How do you take your game to the next level? What you've been working on this offseason?
I've put on quite a bit of weight in the off season, and hopefully maintain my speed, but at the same time get better in the run game so I can, so I can be out there every down. So that's my ultimate goal, as a player in the NFL, is to help this team, every down. So.
What are you up to as far as your weight? Do you feel comfortable with it?
Yeah, right now I weigh 265, and during the season I was playing 235. So I put on quite a bit of weight in the off season, and right now I'm not, in and out of my cuts, I'm not as smooth as I was at 235, obviously. But, I think as the summer goes on, I'll trim up, and, I think it'll be a good weight around 255, 260. So, I'm looking forward to playing heavier and still maintaining, my speed and everything else.
Putting on extra weight, is that something the coaches told you? Is that something that you decided for yourself?
Pretty much decided for myself. Like I said, I want to help this team every down. I don't want to go in there on third down and be that guy where, I want to take my career to the next level. I want to help this team, every down. So putting on the weight was kind of my own decision, obviously I need to maintain my speed and maintain everything that I had before. That's why they drafted me, is to stretch the field and that sort of thing. So, I've been working on that as well, so.
How do you put on 30 pounds before?
a lot of eating and not too much running, just a lot of lifting and eating. And then, in the summer, I always trim down, so.
How much have things changed going from Brewster to Coach McPherson?
Quite a bit. It's quite a contrast in styles. I respect Coach Brewster for what, where he got me. And he was extremely hard on me, but at the same time, he made me work hard, and he made me really want it and to prove, what I was worth, so. And then Pat coming in, he's a great coach as well. He just takes a different angle, He's a little bit more soft-spoken, but he still knows the game. And I think that he'll, he'll be there and, still be there to give advice, but not as, quite as harsh as Bruce. So I think I'll respond, just the same both ways. I'm sure I'll love to go out there and play hard for Pat at the same time. So.
Is there a different perspective he brings because he's been quarterback coach, so he's very well-versed in the passing game? Is that provide an extra dimension for you guys?
I think so. He, like you said, he's coached from a lot of different angles, and he sees things through a quarterback's eyes, and that sort of thing. And so he'll be able to, kind of mix us in with, you know, the quarterbacks and getting the routes at the right depths and that sort of thing. So I think, you know, he brings a lot to the table as a tight ends coach, and you know, there's Coach Shanahan put him there for a reason. So
you've been around Jay since the first day he got here, literally you guys coming together. How has he grown as a leader, and do you see him showing leadership abilities and skills even in the workouts out there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Jay's not the most outspoken guy in the world. I think he leads more by example. And on, he's been here, obviously he was here a month before everyone else, and you know, working hard. So, you know, he leads by example, and you know, as a teammate, I can respect that. You know, I see him out there working hard. I want to do the same thing. And he doesn't necessarily have to, you know, do all the false chatter and that sort of thing. But you know, I look at him and I see him working hard, even in the weight room, you know, as a quarterback, which isn't the most important thing in the world, he still, you know, gets his workouts in. So I think definitely he's going to be a good leader down the road.
You talk about wanting to be a more complete tight end, obviously with blocking. When you get a new back like Travis Henry, do you have to be aware of how you block with the guy running behind you as far as knowing when he's going to want to cut so he doesn't run up on you, or is that not a problem?
Not really. I think in this system, you know, you're kind of taught where to be, and, you know, he's taught to read us. So, you know, me adjusting to him, that doesn't happen. You know, I'm supposed to stay square and, you know, give him a two-way go and that sort of deal. So it's more on him to read us than it is for me to read what he's doing.
Last year, going through the process on that draft Saturday, what was that like for you? Were you at home, and just what do you remember about that day and then when the Broncos?
Yeah, you know, me and my dad and my two brothers actually played in a golf scramble that morning. You know, I didn't put too much stock into the first round or, you know, or the beginning part of the second, you know, and I actually got home probably 20 minutes before I got drafted. You know, I was expecting to go late second, third, fourth, you know, I wasn't really sure, you know, coming out of the MAC and all that. So had a good showing at the combine, and yeah, I got drafted earlier than later, and it was a pleasant surprise. And you know, I really, you know, try and work hard and, you know, try and get better to, you know, prove to Coach Shanahan and all the, you know, the upper management that, you know, I'm worth that pick. And I think it's, you know, my responsibility to work hard this off season and try and make this team better. So.
What kind of contact did they have with you before making that phone call?
I hadn't talked to the Broncos at all. Didn't talk to them at the combine, nothing. You know, they were one of the few teams I didn't talk to. And then they actually flew me out here for a meeting a week before the draft, and then that's when I kind of got to know everybody and got introduced to Brew, and that was an adventure, an hour meeting with him. So I was kind of a little scared going riding on the plane back home to Michigan, thinking maybe I don't want to go there, but you know, things worked out, and you know, things happen for a reason, and I'm happy to be here, love it here. So
can you talk about the feelings about the overall offense this year? You're back and a year stronger. Jay's back. He's been working like crazy. The addition of a premier running back. How's everyone feeling?
A lot of new faces. You know, it's interesting to come back. And, you know, I'm used to college. Coming back, you see the same guys and that sort of thing. And I come back here, and I mean, we got Stokely. We got Travis Henry. We got Daniel Graham and, you know, a couple new wide receivers. And it's fun. I mean, to see those faces. You know, there's some premier players in this offense now that, you know, that are, and there's a lot of guys in this offense that can make plays and that can do a lot of special things. So I think that, you know, with Coach Shanahan and Coach Heimerdinger with the offense, I think they're able to do a lot of different things now and really open it up. And with a quarterback like Jay, you know, I think we, you know, we're headed for something good.
Anything else? Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. No problem.